is David Mayo, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9 KTSW.
Welcome back to the Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. Jason Harris, Dean Garcia, Kyle Spencer in the house as well. It is Wednesday. It is 11:30. We know what that means.
It is the Coach Soto Show.
Coach Soto Show. Pleased to welcome on at this time head coach of the San Marcos Rattlers, Coach Mark Soto. Coach, thanks for coming on with us today.
How are you guys doing today?
Pretty good, pretty good. Enjoying a little bit cooler weather outside. It's been
definitely easy to practice in.
I can only imagine the players are liking that one as well. Always liked it when it would dip down into the 80 or so to get some good practice on. As always, Coach, we'd like to start off, again, a big win, district win over Floresville this weekend, 34-14. I thought the offense looked pretty good, again, with some moving pieces in there as well. Just like to get your initial thoughts on the win versus Floresville.
Yeah, you know, we did a good job there. The offense and defense both kind of controlled the game pretty well throughout the whole game, with the exception of a flea flicker pass. You know, defense was pretty well in control, and so was the offense here, moving the ball here and there. Had a couple three and outs, but kind of overcame them and kept moving the ball and put some good points on the board and kept our field position in the right areas at the right times and really just sustained momentum the entire game. So I was really happy with the team win.
And Coach, just wanted to touch on it quickly. David Hamilton goes down early in that one. Have we heard any news on him at all?
He'll be questionable. You know, he's going to be a week by week type guy. You know, David, if he can play, he's going to try to play. So, you know, he's a questionable guy. But you know, we got Carl that can step up. We got Tyler Moreno and Cross Cuevas can step up also. So that's what we expect. Anytime any injury goes down, we don't want to see him. But you know, if one goes down, the next guy needs to step up and take up the reins.
Hey, Coach, you know, if Hamilton does miss, you know, these games and stuff like that, how does that change your game plan against Tybee?
You know, if we have program plays, you know, that we'll run at every level, and then we also tailor the game plan to who's in there playing quarterback or running back or our personnel package that we have in there. So, you know, nothing really changes. We just find what's best for our personnel packages in there, and we move forward. But we're still going to run the ball. We're still going to throw these certain type passes that we like the pass concept out of. You know, like I said, you got your bread and butter plays, and then you got your plays that you're going to run with this particular personnel group, which maybe it's Cross at quarterback and we do this, or maybe it's Aaron's at quarterback and we do that. Maybe it's Hamilton out at receiver and we do this, you know. So you just always game plan different ways with different personnel that you have.
Will we be seeing a heavy dose of Garner if Hamilton does miss?
You know, we had Kavion ran 25 times last game, and he's been taking up quite a bit of the run game. You know, we're trying to lighten the load on David and keep him from getting hit so many times. So, you know, Kavion stepped up the entire year, and he's going to do the same thing this game, you know, along with the receivers, along with the offensive line stepping up. You know, Kavion's been a bright spot in our offense, and you know, he's carrying about half the load right now. So, yeah, he'll step up. I know he wants to.
So you're going up against the number one team in the district in Tybee, and they've looked unbeatable so far this season. But where is the kink in this Kerrville armor?
Well, first off, nobody's unbeatable. I mean, when you walk out on that football field, that scoreboard reads 0-0, and that reads for a reason. You know, you guys got to play four quarters, 48 minutes. So nobody's unbeatable. Chink in the armor, you know, they're a great football team. They're number 7 in the state. They got a huge line that weighs about 270 on average. Great receivers, great quarterback that's a great team leader. Hard running back, you know, defensively, they fly to the ball really well. You know, chink in the armor is just going out there and playing the game. The game's meant to be played four hard quarters for 48 minutes, and the person or the team that tries the hardest for the longest and can play uncomfortable and make some big plays here and there, that's normally the team that comes out on top. And last time I checked, that scoreboard was 0-0 at the beginning of the game.
All righty, Coach. So, but for Tybee, they do have a very passing-heavy attack. How are you getting the secondary ready for the explosive passing attack from Tybee?
That's a great question. You know, one thing we got to recover over explosive plays, you know, they're going to throw the ball downfield. Worked on a lot of end-of-the-route type coverage. In other words, the ball's there. What are you going to do now when it gets there? You know, worked a lot on open-field tackling, moving some things around, kind of giving them some different looks. So, you know, the defense have been crossing T's and dotting I's here all week long, and they're really intense on what they're doing. So I expect that the defense to come out ready to play.
Again, Coach, this is a big matchup here in the district. It's two of the best teams in this district. As you as a coach approach again, and also from the players as well, what you've gained from them, are they a little more hyped up for this match, or is there something special about going up against one of the better teams in the district, or do you try to keep your players calm as it's just another game?
you know, we welcome the opportunity. It's a great opportunity for our program to go out there and get a signature win, and that's the way we're looking at it. You know, yes, it would be an upset if the San Marcos Rattlers beat the Kerrville Tybee Antlers. It would be an upset in Texas football, and we want to do that. We want to get after them the best we can. You know, you can't put too much pressure on the kids. They need to learn the game plan, and they've been doing a great job of learning the game plan. And then we need to be able to go out there and play relaxed enough, but with enough intensity and enough passion to win the game. So, you know, you kind of teeter-totter on a fence there, and you don't want to get them too hyped too early. But by Friday, by that kickoff, they better be going 2-12 and boiling.
Hey, Coach, I know you have a different theme or mantra for each week. So what is it this week going up against Tybee?
You know, we talked about it last week at the end of the week, taking the limits off and letting ourselves be inspired. We've got a lot of adversity going on around here in the program, you know, with Coach Skip being in the car wreck that he was last year and critical but stable condition, you know, some key injuries that we may have. A little bit of adversity on the team and in the environment right now at the high school with those big things happening. So, you know, just let yourself be inspired. Let yourself see how Coach Skip is going through this battle and how hard he's fighting, and why can't we fight like that on a football field, you know. So take the limits off. Just because they're number 7 in the state, just because, you know, they got a great offense and great defense, doesn't mean you can't win. But you can't, you know, it's kind of that old saying, if you think you can, you can, and if you think you can't, you're right, you can't. So we're definitely going to think positively. We're going to go in this game, and we're going to come in guns a-blazing and get after them the best we can.
Talking about that offense from Tybee, have you tried to implement something into the defense, maybe some different blitz packages or something, just to get a little bit more pressure on the quarterback so he's not as comfortable?
Well, now, if I told you that, they'd be listening on the radio probably. So we are doing whatever we need to do within our game plan or without our scheme. You know, you got to stick to your guns and stick to what you do. And there are some tweaks here and there that you put in for every team. Nothing different between putting in tweaks for Floresville or putting in tweaks from Tybee. You find out where you can find a weakness, or maybe we can play up to one of our strengths, and that's what we're doing on both sides of the ball. So there's always wrinkles in there.
All right, Coach, before we let you go here again, we always like to wrap it up if you've got a message for the Rattlers fans that may be listening out there.
Yeah, I do, actually. Our booster club is putting on this Tackling Hunger 5K November 7th. You want to sign up for that 5K or fun walk, you can go to www.rattlernationathletics.com, and there's a sign-up sheet there, a link that you can go sign up. If you sign up early, it's $25, and if you sign up on-site, it's $35. We sure would love to see everybody out there participating in this Tackling Hunger for 5K to benefit the food bank and the school fuel clubs. So we'd like to see everybody out there. And then I also like to give a shout out to Coach Skip out there. He's in San Antonio at University Hospital, going through a lot of adversity right now. And I'll tell you what, our athletic fan base has really reached out. We're going to have a GoFundMe page for him to help out on the medical expenses that it's going to pop up in the next day or two. So you guys that want to wish him well, you can call our athletic office and have Miss Nan or email me, and I'll make sure and get that to him and his family. So we appreciate you guys over there. Y'all are doing a great job this year, and I can't say more about it. Y'all just really putting us on the map, and we appreciate it.
All right, Coach, we appreciate all you do for the program here as well. Once again, Head Coach Mark Soto of the San Marcos Rattlers. They will be taking on the Kerrville Tybee Antlers, hitting the road to take on the Antlers this week, and you can catch that game right here on KTSW. Coach, good luck in that game, and we'll be there supporting you.
Awesome. Appreciate y'all.